This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been a meeting of Chinese and Indian defense ministers in Moscow on the rising tensions along their disputed border in the Himalayas. A June confrontation in the eastern Ladakh region killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense chief, Rajnath Singh, said his meeting with Chinese Wei Fenghe lasted about 2 hours, but gave no details. It was the first direct high-level contact between the two nations in their months-long border standoff. India earlier this week said its soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused India of making frontier threats. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as worshippers were about to end their prayers. The blast, which fire service officials suspect was caused by a gas leak, occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate those who died included at least one child. Authorities said the gas, which had accumulated in the mosque, likely triggered the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. Here in the U.S., there is continuing fallout over President Donald Trump's alleged put-down of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to U.S. military members buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies it and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his bid for re-election, former Vice President Joe Biden, issued a biting critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. There is a stark prediction from the University of Washington's Health Institute, the warning that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus could reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that lives lost could reach 3,000 per day in December. This is VOA News. President Trump is urging people